The Office of Management and Budget released its third memo trying to tame federal data centers. This latest attempt focuses on both cost savings and optimization goals. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins me to discuss what OMB is asking agencies to do differently this time around. And Jason, these memos have really a long, proud history.
They do. I mean, if you go back to 2009, 2010, then CIO Vivek Kundra issued the first one. That was all about closures. Then federal CIO Steve Van Roekel, who followed Vivek Kundra, talked about optimization. And that really got the ire of GAO lawmakers up, because it's not about optimization. It's about cost savings. And then, you know, fortunately, Tony Scott walks in and says, hey, we can do both. And this comes after multiple GAO reports, hearings, where you have congressmen, you have GAO auditors saying, listen, there's evidence that this saves money. Why aren't you focusing on saving money as well as optimization? And I think what Tony Scott is trying to do in this memo is the best of both worlds. He has a goal for agencies by 2018 to save another $2.7 billion by consolidating, shutting down data centers. And he also has goals around optimization, not just, Tom, around green IT, which is, you know, better processing and cheaper and less data usage or less power usage, but also optimization in the sense of you don't need 10, you need 5, and the 5 can work at 80% capacity instead of 10 working at 20% capacity, that type of optimization.
Do you think where they went wrong on this whole effort, which is almost as long as the Obama administration, is they kept identifying more and more and smaller data centers? What if they took the 25 biggest ones, say by square footage, and concentrated on getting those from 25 to 12? I'm just making up those numbers, but instead of, it seems to be spreading. The more they get their arms around it, the bigger it gets.
Right, and the definition has been part of the problem. It has changed with each memo, and each almost new CIO comes in and they go, well, is a server in a closet that they're running that's connected to the internet, is that a data center? Agency said, no, that's just a server in a closet. But then OMB comes in and says, no, that is a data center because it's a server in a closet connected to the public internet. So I think the definition is part of the issue. But remember, Tom, it's kind of the onesies and twosies where all your money goes. You can focus on the biggest 25 or biggest 50, but if you're still not dealing with the onesies and twosies, that adds up over time. I mean, what's the old saying, a billion here and a billion there, and all of a sudden you're talking real money?
Also, in some ways, it's easier to get rid of the small ones because they can easily be transferred to the big ones, whereas you have two big ones, you've got a major engineering job on your hands.
Right, and I think we saw that just as one example with the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, moved their data centers. And, David Bray, the CIO, and I have talked over the years, and he talks about this as Operation Server Lift. And he said, you know, it took weeks and weeks of planning, years of planning, and then getting it done was even harder. They got it done, and they were successful. But he will tell you he probably felt like he didn't sleep much and aged 10 years in that long weekend.
Plus, they've probably been opening new data centers at the same time they're consolidating old ones.
So, and that's something that this memo is trying to address as well. They're saying, you know, within 6 months of the memo coming out, agencies should not budget for or plan for any new or expanded data centers. And in fact, if they need one, they have to justify it to OMB. They have to send a written justification to get the federal CIO Tony Scott's approval. So they are putting a freeze on data centers, though I think they realize that 6 months sounds like a long time, but in the federal world, they just can't stop something. The other thing this is doing is asking for a strategy, and this strategy is due fairly soon, within 60 days, so roughly October 1st, from when this memo was released, of how you're going to measure, for instance, cost savings, how you're going to measure optimization, and what are your plans for cost savings and optimization. And then the other piece of this to talk about expanding data centers is shared services. And I think that's really the key here. GSA, the Office of Government-Wide Policy, is becoming the shared services manager for the data center consolidation effort. And they've been working on this over the last year. And they've been doing several things, including developing a data center infrastructure management tool. They created a qualification process for potential agency shared service providers. And of course, they're convening a data center community of interest, really around policy managers, data center program managers, really to talk about optimization of strategies.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. And how does cloud figure into all of this also?
So what's interesting is when they talk about the shared services actually is the number two of their priority list of how to consolidate and move data centers. Cloud is the number one priority, according to OMB, for agencies. They must consider cloud first. Now, they didn't get into details of what that meant by cloud, meaning private cloud, public cloud, government-run cloud on a public sector. So they didn't get into those kind of details. They just said you must first consider software as a service, infrastructure as a service, or platform as a service. as you are consolidating your data centers and your infrastructure. And I think that's key here. The second, then they say, is look at shared services. And then third, do it internally, but optimization internally. So if someone like the Justice Department or the Homeland Security Department says, we can't outsource our data center, we really do need to keep it in-house, they can justify it, but they just have to optimize it based on their plans.
Because there's another twist here in that as you optimize your data centers in the era of cloud, optimizing might turn your data centers technically into the same looking type of facility as an external cloud.
Oh,
so that as you move between the cloud and your own data centers, it's much more agile and flexible that way.
And I think that's why OMB wants agencies to consider cloud first. I think you're absolutely right. Basically, the data center becomes just a set of cloud services that you can go to. In fact, what's interesting about this is, you know, one of the things we're focusing on for 2017, I think we're going to see a big focus, is on identity management. And how does identity management fit in with this cloud infrastructure with data center optimization? Tom, you and I know could talk about that forever, but let's go back to data centers real quick. The idea that cloud is flexible, that you can do things with it, that you can upgrade and add more storage or more capacity as needed, that's why I think OMB says for your data center is so attractive. It also reduces your cost because, generally speaking, somebody else is going to be managing that infrastructure. Even if it's a like what the CIA did, which it's a Amazon is managing and
right,
providing, but it's under the auspices of the CIA, meaning they're controlling all the security and all the other things around it.
Plus, if you want to throw something else into the mix, and that is if everything becomes a cloud architecture, what do you do with your legacy applications that might be running on a traditional data center? Agencies like VA and
Social Security, CMS
have this problem. Yeah,
and I think that's part of the IT modernization effort. One of the things that I always am fascinated about the federal
IRS.
IT community, Tom, is the way the pieces they somehow fit together. So Tony Scott's been talking a lot about IT modernization. Modernizing your data center is a step toward that, because once you move to the cloud, for instance, or move to a shared service center, then you're going to lose some of that cost, or at least save money, and then that money can then potentially be applied to modernizing the applications that are going to live in that data center. And that's the whole theory behind Congressman Will Hurd's bill, the Move IT Act, which is to take those savings from things like data center consolidation and reinvest it to modernize applications. Now, obviously, OMB looked at that and said, we believe a modernization fund is really the better approach. But these concepts are there.
All right. Complicated puzzle. Few months yet to put it together. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Appreciate that update.
My pleasure, Tom.
You can read Jason's story and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click share with friends.